Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Lori and Company listeners. I came back to go over something that I think is important to share. And I hope that you will share it. If you're in California, this definitely affects you. And if you're not in California, it's going to affect you, because as long as this cabal, this demonic group of people that are mostly on the left, and sorry, but Democrats are on the left, the people on the right are closer to what the founders wanted. We wanted small government, local representation, local control, and that the federal government would be very small. And that's what the founders had in mind. So when they say you're, you know, and far right, you should be proud of being far right, because that means you just want to be left alone. Do the things like they have to be done. We get our, you know, world, our country, states working properly, etc. But that it's the left are the problem, and the Democrats are on the left. They're not in the middle. They're not on the right. That's for sure. So if you don't know about the Proposition 13, it's one of the reasons why I wasn't that opposed to coming to California, because Proposition 13 was in place, and that's about protecting the amount of be collected on properties. And, you know, Gruesome Newsom, the nuisance, Pelosi's relative dirtbag that he is, that shut down every business and every cafe and every children's camp and every school, but made sure his little businesses, Plump Jacks, stayed open. Ugh, what a piece of crap you are. Anyway, his company, or his administration, if you want to call it that, his regime that's illegally in power because they didn't win offices, they just cheated and stayed in office. They just reported a huge amount of taxes, like $900 billion or something, that was collected from California taxpayers. And all they know how to do is waste it, pay themselves off. But it's all about controlling the purse strings. It's not about solving problems or protecting their fellow Americans. This is about them having power and having control of purse strings. So I'm going to read you a newsletter from Proposition 13. I got it sent to me. And that's good, because I noticed that for the last few years, since Obama, the destroyer, was in office, a lot of the communications weren't being delivered. So they were producing communications, meaning the GOP and the Republican Party and taxpayer advocates, you know, all these other groups that are out there, but they weren't getting delivered, because the post office is federalized for a reason. That's because they want to see what you're getting in the mail, and they want to control your mail so they can decide what you get to see. I've had so much of my mail tampered with, and U.S. postal workers that are being hired are scum of the earth, because that's how they want it. They want to have bad post office employees, and the good ones are retiring or they're being pushed out with trumped up charges or whatever, so they can get their scum in there. Anyway, so I have been getting more mail than before, but person who's running for governor is Brian Dahl, D-A-H-L-E. And he opposed Newsom's scheme to blow up Proposition 13 and raise property taxes. That I think is a good fella is John Ellis, E-L-I-S-T, E-list. Just think of like he's on the E-list. He's, you know, up to the challenge for fighting crime, securing the border. And they all have strange names. Randy Economy, that's his name. Board of Equalization, District 4. Family budgets are being wiped out because of radical tax policies by Sacramento politicians. Vote Economy for BOE. That's the Board of Equalization. In case you don't know it, when you have a small business, you make it go through, you know, proving who you are and that you're going to collect taxes and all that stuff. Well, what caused some troubles for me was trying to figure out all these different tax rates for different areas of California, but also if you send anything abroad or to other states, or to other countries. So they pick and choose who gets to be in business by making it so that you have to, you know, you're making maybe, you know, a small income on whatever it is that you're selling. Say you're selling in your garage, you're making model airplane kits. Well, they make it so that you spend more than what you're bringing in to hire professionals to do your books and to do the website and all the crap that's involved in it. So I've got some solutions for that, and I'll go into it at the end of the broadcast. But it's taken a long time for me to get this all sorted out, and that's partly why I want to try to help people, because people are hurting and suffering and losing their jobs, and nobody cares about us. We pay the damn bills. You know, hello Sacramento, hello Congress. We are your bosses. You are not our boss. We are your bosses. We have to change our views on things, people, and get more assertive and put these people in their place. So Proposition 13, I'll read what Jim Lacey, the treasurer, who I think is a guy because he knows Art Laffer, and Art Laffer was hired by President Reagan, and you know, a lot of stuff out there about President Reagan. You know, I have studied the man. I have read his books. I have listened to his speeches and listened to his views. And he was a very wise man. And yeah, maybe they cloned him and replaced him later on, or maybe he did something bad, or, you know, wasn't true blue. I don't think that's true. I think that's propaganda. And, you know, just pay attention to what the man did and the nice people that he knew. Anyway, Art Laffer was advisor and economist and really smart guy. So Jim Lacey, you can find him at James B. Lacey 1 on Twitter. He's a treasurer, saved Proposition 13. On the 44th anniversary of the passage of Proposition 13, this people's initiative is rightly remembered as the enormous political moment it was when California and the nation were turned upside down by the largest tax cut in state history, giving momentum to Ronald Reagan's historic election as president 2 years later and changing politics and government in the Golden State forever. During the Prop 13 campaign in June 1978, which I worked on as a young volunteer, just about every politician, business association, and labor union warned of dire consequences if it were enacted. This is Jim Lacey talking and writing this. The measure had two things going for it: the support of the overtaxed electorate, many of whom were being taxed out of their homes, and the determination of its proponents and supporters. When the votes were counted, the measure passed 2-1 statewide. It lowered the property tax burden for about 60%. And according to research by economist Arthur Laffer, Reagan's guy, unleashed an unprecedented economic expansion. that it unleashed an unprecedented economic expansion. Overall, property tax revenues came back so strongly because of the new property, because of the new prosperity Prop 13 spawned, that in 6 years they were back to record levels, and now even 44 years later, polls show that Californians still overwhelmingly support Proposition 13. An overtaxed California, a state politically dominated by demon rats, and they are demon rats, tax and spend politicians. Prop 13 stands out as a testament to future generations of Californians on what the people can still accomplish even against the political establishment. So in that was, I shouldn't have inserted demon rats. Mr. Lacey puts in overtaxed California, a state politically dominated by tax and spend politicians. Prop 13 stands out as a test to generations of Californians and what the people can still accomplish, even against the political establishment. So they're going to try to make it that that's overturned here, and then they're going to try to make it that any effort to do something similar to Prop 13, which was done in California, which is the only reason why many people flocked out to California, they're going to try to do it in every other state. So this is going to affect you, so pay attention. So Nathan Hochman is running for Attorney General. He's a former U.S. Attorney General who will crime and restore safety and security in California. I mentioned Brian Dahl already and John Elist, and Randy Economy. I kind of wonder if that's really his name, but I don't see anything saying it's not. So they're not, this, say, Proposition 13, the independent organization, it's not controlled by any other organization. It's solely responsible, they're responsible for the mailing and for the decisions. On the back of the flyer, San Diego Edition Voter's Guide, take this to the polls with you. So they're saying for State Senate, District 40, Brian Jones, respected senator, fiscal conservative, proven record. Randy Vogel, State Assembly, District 75. Kelly Martinez for sheriff, experienced and qualified, endorsed by Deputy Sheriff's Association of San Diego County. Superior Court Judge, Seat 35, Mike Murphy, state prosecutor for 25 years, supposedly law enforcement's choice. Lieutenant Governor Angela Underwood Jacobs, businesswoman parent. She's interested in lowering the gas tax and fixing the schools. State Treasurer Andrew, endorsed by tax fighters for defending Proposition 13, opposing higher taxes. And Commissioner, they have Vinson, Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman, and he's running for insurance commissioner. And he looks to me to be a man of color, and you know, good power to him that he's actually not going in lockstep with the Democrats, because you know, I can't understand why any black person would be a Democrat. And I've got black Democrats in my family. Not my family, but my relatives. And I think, what are you, lunatic? It's like, it's very hard to have a conversation with someone that is that stupid. You know, the Democrats pretended that they were for civil rights. They blocked the Civil Rights Act from going through because they wanted to make that Johnson and Al Gore Sr. would get credit for it. And it was strictly politics. And they it was Republicans that had the first blacks members of Congress, not Democrats, and you know, they would beat up and shoot at Republicans who were trying to advocate for treating people as equals regardless of race, color or creed or economic circumstances. Just because someone is poor doesn't mean that they don't have any good ideas or they can't be backed for office. What the Democrat Party does is they put people into positions of influence, like in media, like in music industry in particular, or in some cases with movie stars, and then they set the standard, so to speak. They get influenced by pushing really bad people into the spotlight. I mean, people like Denzel Washington, he's pretty in the middle, and I've been told Will Smith is, and so is his friend that he supposedly punched in the face at the award ceremony, which was all acting. If you want to see a video on that, what really went down, go on andweknow.com. He has the video from another angle showing that it was all staged. Right? They're people who have risen to power because of talent, yeah. Then they're also told, well, if you want to stay in power, you got to say this, do this. I mean, I don't know whether you're aware of it, but in California, the areas that are not controlled by Democrats are conservative, and it's basically San Francisco and Sacramento that are controlled by demon rats. And they are demon rats because they serve themselves. They don't serve us. And the whole state is pretty much red and live and let live type of libertarian attitude. And yeah, there's some communists, and unfortunately they're down here where I am. But, they import them to change the population and change the voting results. And that's what the Hungarian fake Jew Nazi helper George Soros does, he and Bill Gates and Twitter and Facebook and all the other arms of the Democrat Party. They put in huge populations of people from other parts of the state, parts of the country, as well as from other countries to change the dynamics so that the Democrat Party, which is basically a mafia, can stay in control. And I'm just talking frankly, and I'm entitled to have my opinion, and I'm pretty damn sure it's correct. So it's not that the Democrats are the majority. They just pretend they are by doing what they did on the election 2020 by cheating really blatantly and obviously. And if you complain about it as an employee, like say you're a fair-minded employee and you're like, I know that my town is, pretty conservative. Why is this radical Marxist getting the votes? Well, guess what? You'll be out of a job. You'll be accused of sexual harassment or whatever, and they'll get rid of you. So, I understand how this works because I've been through it. I've seen this really ruthless behavior in academia, by the powers that control the education system. And the people that are normal just keep their mouth shut because they don't want to have any trouble. They just want to do their job. There used to be a time where a teacher just you have a calling to be a preacher, you had a calling to be a teacher. And there were people that would actually just teach and educate kids, teach them to think and to give them the basic skills they needed to get ahead in life. Now they want to tell them about, how best to put on a condom if you're 10 years old, and then they wonder why kids are getting pregnant at 12 and 13 because they're having their brains messed with by really demonic, evil people. And you people are going down, okay? We're not going to have our kids raised by or taught by you people, okay? Your time is, you can raise demons if you want to, and you can teach, your demented views to other people, but you're not going to have the majority of our kids. We're cutting off your access. You'll be out of a job, and you'll be also basically like a leper, like a, just shunned, like a person nobody wants anything to do with. So you've done it to yourself, and you're going to reap what you have sown. Anyway, so with the Proposition 44, I'm sorry, Proposition 13, you know, I don't know even how that got through because it was so, you know, it was very, very unexpected, I think, when that got approved. But Brian Dahl, D-A-H-L-E, looks like a normal person to me. I don't know much about him, but he's saying that he'll work to repeal the $52 billion gas tax hike that made California gas the most expensive in the nation. And you can learn more about him at Brian Dahl, D-A-H-L-E.com. And I will tell you, folks, that I have absolutely no doubt that really good people, especially a lot of former veterans, now that the stinking 20-year Iraq war that was supposed to be 2 months is finally over. You know, remember when it was only supposed to be like a cleanup operation for a couple of years tops and we're there for 20 years? This is how the cabal works. They gin up wars. They kill civilians. They ruin the reputation of America. They put in their operatives that are okay with stealing other nations' wealth and other nations' resources. They redistribute it, and then they keep us paying taxes for wars that are endless. And what we get is our loved ones back with missing arms, legs, and in have, you know, PTSD and get a job because of too many drugs. So, you know, enough of this crap, okay? And one thing about I like about Trump and his sons is that they are not pro-war. They're pro being strong and being, you know, not taking crap, but they're not interested in foreign entanglements is what our founders used to call it, you know, where you're so bogged down in other places that you can't take care of your own nation and your own people. And that's partly how America got our independence, because the mighty English army, the big power that it was too distracted and dispersed all around the country, all around the world at that time. So they weren't able to concentrate on that new world, new colony, you know, in America, which wasn't called America. It was called the, sorry, just got a message. So my point is that good people, good men and women are standing up. You know, I would run for office myself, but the cabal did such a great job of smearing me and, you know, putting out false information about lawsuits and all this other crap that's going on, that, you know, I'd be wasting my time and my money to even try. But, you know, guess what? I've got kids that are awesome and they're coming. Okay. That's how I look at it. So you don't know how you leftist evil monsters have kicked a sleeping dog and what you're going to reap. It's big. Okay. And it's not just I'm not talking about the militia or, you know, veterans organizing or patriots. I'm talking about millions of people around the world are going to stand up and we're going to push back so hard that you won't know what hit you, okay? And that's not a threat. That's them telling you what's coming. Your time is over. We're taking our world back from you evil scum. In case you didn't figure it out, Twitter is under a lot of scrutiny right now because it turns out that they have been using our tax dollars to, you know, be funded, and then are lying about their users, the number of users that they have, just like CNN and CBS and NBC and ABC and MSNBC. They lie about their numbers and they get away with it, and then they charge outrageous amounts for advertising on their stations, and it's all bogus. Okay, they there are podcasts that have more viewers than CNN does, for example. And you know, take me to court if that's not true. Take me to court. Let's have it all come out in discovery what your actual numbers are. So what has happened with Elon Musk saying he's going to take over Twitter? That there's been a lot of for the legal transaction to go down, they had a lot of access to information, and Twitter is lying about their numbers, their users. They are guilty and on video, undercover video, admitting that they suppress conservative views or, you know, views that aren't far left, Marxist, communist, pervert, and pro-Antifa. And, you know, so that means they're going to go to prison for their crimes, okay? Because that's, you can't do that, okay? You cannot violate people's civil liberties and free speech. And if you can't pretend to be a platform for one use and then be a regulator and a, you know, it's taken way, way too long, but it's going to come ahead very soon. And that's what the blood moon on the 16th was about. And if you want to know more about that, go to freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live, her latest video is talking about this, and you know, the, Trump the MAGA kid. He's the guy for this time, okay. And whether you like him or not, he's way better equipped to do what has to be done than anybody else out there. And you know, Ron DeSantis is doing good things too, but you know, he's a young man. He's next, and then it'll be the Trump's sons and daughters and, you know, other people coming up behind him. So, you know, you should be praying for President Trump and Mike Lindell, who's under siege, for having the audacity to say to Dominion that you cheated. And guess what? He's won his lawsuits. And, well, there's more coming, of course. They you know, bog you down in court trying to, you know, do that way. Just like they did to General Flynn. General Flynn has a $50 million lawsuit now that he's filing to push back on what they did to him. And, you know, General Flynn upheld his oath. He didn't screw us over. So pay attention to what he's saying, because there are a lot of people that are in this fight, and a lot of them pretending that they don't know each other because they don't want to, you know, be bringing trouble on themselves. And, you know, one of those people that has been in this fight for a long, long, long time, I mean, over 20 years, is Alex Jones. And I don't care if you don't like him. He is, you know, what men used to be like. He's very, he has a lot of testosterone, put it that way. And he has stood up and withstood so much crap. And for people to be ignoring him or letting his company go down the drain by boycotting him or whatever's going on, you know, it's really disgraceful. And, you know, Roger Stone has been on that show, as well as President Trump, as well as many other people. Even Tucker Carlson had the cojones to go on there onto InfoWars. And, you know, people think, you know, oh, you know, I'm out of time. I want to say that we are going to win this coming election, and President Trump will be back in office, but only if they don't cheat. So we've got to get the people who cheat in custody. So look over your shoulder, scumbags. We're coming for you. Yeah, you're not going to be safe to walk on the street. I'm not advocating violence. I'm saying that we're coming, and you're not going to get away with what you've been doing, you evil scum. You're illegally in office all over the country, all over D.C., and also in California. All right, let's be bold, let's be brave, and we will all be free. How about that idea? God bless you. All right, I have a few minutes left. I want to see if I can get this last part in. bcstampede.com. in the West, it's going to be best.